A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents The Force Unleashed, Star Wars Legends, by Sean Williams. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The Essential Legends Collection. For more than 40 years, novels set in a galaxy far, far away have enriched the Star Wars experience for fans seeking to continue the adventure beyond the screen. When he created Star Wars, George Lucas built a universe that sparked the imagination and inspired others to create. He opened up that universe to be a creative space for other people to tell their own tales. This became known as the Expanded Universe, or EU, of novels, comics, video games, and more. To this day, the EU remains an inspiration for Star Wars creators and is published under the label Legends. Ideas, characters, story elements, and more from new Star Wars entertainment trace their origins back to material from the Expanded Universe. This Essential Legends collection curates some of the most treasured stories from that expansive legacy. Part 1. Imperial. Chapter 1. The life of Darth Vader's secret student took a strange and deadly turn the day his master first spoke of General Rom Koda. He'd had no warning that a moment of such significance was approaching. During his nightly meditations, kneeling on the metal floor of his chamber while construction droids built the Executor, unaware of his existence, he had seen no visions in the pure, angry red of the lightsaber that he held like a burning brand in front of his eyes. Although he had stared until the world vanished and the dark side flowed through him in a bloody tide, the future had remained closed. Nothing, therefore, prepared him for the sudden deviation from the day's punishing and unpredictable exercises. His master was not a patient teacher. Neither was he a talkative one. He preferred action to debate, just as he preferred recrimination to reward. Never once in all the days they had sparred together with lightsaber, telekinesis, or suggestion had the Dark Lord offered a single word of encouragement. And that was as it should be, he knew. A teacher's job was not to drag a student along a single well-worn path. Rather, it was to let the student forge his or her own way through the forest, intervening only when the student was hopelessly lost and needed to be corrected. Even on the wrong paths, he knew, lay some wisdom. What didn't kill him only made him more powerful in the dark side. And there had been many, many times he had thought he might die. Breathing heavily after a punishing round of blows, lightsaber lowered in submission, he knelt before his master and prepared for the killing strike. He could feel the wrath radiating from the Dark Lord like heat. A visceral, angry heat that brought out his skin in goose flesh. For a moment that seemed to stretch for years, all he could hear was the regular, implacable respiration that kept the man inside the mask alive.
You were weak when I found you.
The voice seemed to come from the far end of a long, deep tunnel.
You should never have survived my training.
He closed his eyes. He had heard these words before. They were the closest thing to a bedtime story he'd had as a child. The moral he had taken from them was burned into his mind. Learn or die. Behind his eyelids, he pictured again the clean, cleansing heat of the lightsaber. He had brushed his skin against it many times, defying the pain, and taken numerous small wounds while dueling with his master. He imagined that he knew what the blade would feel like when it struck him down. Part of him longed for it. The lightsaber drifted so close to his neck that he could smell his hair burning.
But now, your hatred has become your strength.
The lightsaber retreated. With a hiss, it deactivated.
At last, the dark side is your ally.
He didn't dare nod or look up. What was this? Some new ruse to lure him into overconfidence and failure? His master's next words made his heart trip a beat.
Rise, my apprentice.
Apprentice? So he had always thought himself, but never before had been said aloud. And that strange motion with the lightsaber. Could he possibly have just been knighted? His lightsaber retracted. It was all he could do to balance on knees that felt suddenly made of rubber. The black shape looming over him was unreadable. Limned with crimson from the light of the star shining through the wide viewport to their right. Metal, angular and functional, the space around them was as familiar to him as the scars on the back of his hand. But suddenly, disconcertingly, everything seemed different. The apprentice kept his eyes up and his voice level. What is your will, my master?
You have defeated many of my rivals. Your training is nearly complete. It is time now to face your first true test.
A roll call of past missions sped through the apprentice's mind. Lord Vader had instructed him to dispatch numerous enemies within the Empire down the years. Spies and thieves mainly, with the occasional high-ranking traitor as well. He felt only satisfaction at having fulfilled his duty. His victims had brought their fates upon themselves. These vermin that gnawed at the footings of the Empire's magnificent edifice. But this was different. He could sense it in more than his master's words. Darth Vader wasn't talking about some low-life smuggler with no awareness at all of the Force. There could be only one foe he was worthy to fight now. Your spies have located a Jedi?
Yes. General Ron Coulter.
The name meant nothing to the apprentice. Just one of many in an archive of unconfirmed Jedi kills.
He is attacking a critical shipyard above Nar Shaddaa. You will destroy him and bring me his lightsaber.
Excitement filled the apprentice. He had trained and hoped for this moment as long as he could remember. At last, it had come. He could never truly call himself a Sith until he had taken the life of one of his master's traditional enemies. I'll leave at once, Master. He had taken barely a step toward the door when Darth Vader's irresistible voice stopped him.
The Emperor cannot discover you.
As you wish, my master.
Leave no witnesses. Kill everyone aboard, Imperials and insurgents alike.
The apprentice nodded. keeping him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?